Would You Rather Kitchen Edition.
Welcome to the Rathercast,
where this week and every week we present to you
a family friendly
would you rather question
and invite you to do the same with your family.
We invite you to debate your answers just like we do here on the Rathercast each and every week. This week we have a handful of would you rather questions. They're kitchen themed. Why a kitchen theme, you might ask?
Because I was staring at a kitchen when I decided it.
Why not a kitchen theme? And when I asked Ender what we should do this week, he said kitchen, because he was in the kitchen staring at a kitchen. So why not? Elodin, hit us with number one. Let's go!
Would you rather have a magical refrigerator that always has your favorite dessert or a never-ending supply of pizza?
Ooh, magic refrigerator. Oh, you open it up and it always has your favorite dessert. Can it change? I'm probably going to go dessert, especially because my favorite dessert might change over time. So it might, like, one day it might be salted caramel ice cream. The next day it might be carrot cake. I get to decide.
You get to think what your favorite.
Or never any pizza. I love pizza. That's hard. I'm going to go with dessert, though. What's the next one?
Two. Would you rather have pancakes for breakfast every day or ice cream for dinner every day?
I mean, ice cream for dinner every day.
Pancake.
Whoa, we got some tired, sleepy boys over here. Maybe we should have done a bedtime
breakfast theme.
You're going pancake breakfast every day? But ice cream. My rebuttal to you is, but ice cream. No?
Would you rather have a talking fruit bowl that gives you advice or singing cutting board that entertains you while you cook?
Entertains you while you cook.
But like a fruit bowl that gives me advice. I like that.
That's you while you cook.
But I mean, I can get entertainment in other ways. What are the chances I can get life advice from a fruit bowl? That sounds amazing.
Would you rather eat spaghetti?
Elodin, you got to answer too.
Oh.
What do you want? Fruit bowl or singing cutting board?
Cutting board.
You really?
What?
I'm shocking. I guess that is more entertaining.
Would you rather eat spaghetti with a spoon or pizza with chopsticks?
Spaghetti with a spoon. Pizza
with chopsticks.
Man, that both sounds really hard. Spaghetti with a spoon.
Spaghetti with a spoon. Spaghetti
I guess with so, a spoon. Yeah, because pizza with chopsticks, I'm going to pick that up. I'm going to stab it, I guess. Eat it like a shish kebab.
I'm going to eat it without the chopsticks. I'm going to
No, you
stab
have to
it
eat it.
And then set the chopsticks.
Wait a minute, it said eat spaghetti with a spoon. It didn't say I couldn't also use a fork because I'm going to spin it. I guess that's probably cheating.
Yeah.
Cheating, cheater.
I'm going to stab my pizza.
Would you rather have a magical spoon that can make any food taste like chocolate or a magical spatula that can make any food bounce like a ball?
Wait a minute. Why would I want my food to bounce like a ball? Also,
then it could just run away.
Also, there's not many foods I would prefer to taste like chocolate.
Yeah.
I guess then it wouldn't matter what you eat. You'd be like, this isn't very good. But now it tastes like chocolate.
Yeah.
Can be like, yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, next one. Would you rather have a milkshake that tastes like broccoli or a pizza that tastes like cotton candy? That tastes like cotton candy.
Broccoli milkshake? Ugh. I mean, cotton candy pizza also sounds awful, but.
Why? Because it tastes like cotton candy. Doesn't
seem right. Doesn't seem like
cotton
what pizza should taste like.
Cotton candy is disgusting, too. Gross.
What's with... my goodness, so much yawning around here. What is happening? Oh, they're going to spread it to me, too. Oh, my word. Maybe we have to come back after a little nap break from this episode. Let's see.
Next question.
He's yawning more. I didn't know this was going to be such a sleepy episode. We've already had such a long day. Elodin, what's the next would you rather question?
Would you rather cookies appear out of thin air or make any vegetable taste like your favorite candy?
cookies appear out of thin air?
I don't know. Like,
any vegetable.
But it didn't say
like
when
it.
The cookies would appear out of thin air. That sounds like it might be incredibly inconvenient and distracting.
You're just like in glass and poof, a bunch of cookies.
You're slicing, you know, salami or vegetables, and suddenly there's just cookies everywhere. It sounds really annoying. I'm going to go with the other one.
Yeah. Would you rather... Would you rather?
Why does it? Are you okay? Did you get caught in a time loop? Are you repeating yourself over and over again?
No, it's What's just happening? I kept reading wrong.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather eat spaghetti with your hands or soup with a fork?
Soup with a fork. Just like our favorite character that I used to talk about, the preposterous rhinoceros. Wait, what's the first one? So I'm going to eat spaghetti with my hands. I mean, I know it's messy, but...
Yeah, spaghetti with my hands.
A soup with a fork is going to take forever. Oh, we're passing on the reading responsibilities. Ender, hit us with the next one.
Would you rather have a cookie jar that never runs out of cookies or watermelon that never gets empty no matter how much you eat?
Ooh, watermelon. I want the never-ending watermelon. Yeah, because the cookies are going to make me sick real quick.
Yeah.
And watermelon is, especially if it's good watermelon. That sounds awesome.
Would you rather have a carrot that can turn into a talking pet bunny or a potato that can tell jokes?
A carrot.
Carrot.
A potato that can tell jokes? Are you kidding me?
Carrot.
Especially
if talking
they're...
Talking bunny?
Yeah, but what you probably don't even want to hear what that bunny has to say. I'm going to go in with the potato jokes.
Carrot.
100%.
Carrot. No. Would you rather have a toaster that always toasts your bread perfectly, or a blender that makes the smoothest and creamiest milkshakes?
Milkshakes.
Toast your bread perfectly.
Perfect toast.
Or perfect
or
milkshake.
Perfect milkshakes.
Perfect
milkshake. Toast or perfect milkshakes.
Just give us the answer already!
I guess perfect milkshakes. I don't know any. Toast isn't that hard to make.
Would you rather have a never-ending jar of peanut butter or bottomless carton of broccoli?
Peanut butter. Ice cream.
Wait, there's no ice
cream? Bottomless carton of ice cream.
That's not one of the options.
That's what it says.
You said broccoli.
Ice cream.
What does the question actually say?
Ice cream.
No, the whole question. Read it again, please.
Would you rather have a never-ending jar of peanut butter or a bottomless carton of ice cream?
You did say broccoli the first time, right?
Broccoli.
Yes.
You're messing with
us? Because I think you should choose broccoli, and then I can choose ice cream.
Oh, you're trying to trick us into answering incorrectly.
Yeah, then you don't get either.
Hold on, let me see the...
No, it's fine, Ella. We're moving on. But I guess bottomless ice cream. I'm going to be really ill after all these questions.
Bottomless ice
cream. I'm going with peanut butter.
Endless peanut butter? That's probably smarter. You get good protein. Last you a long time.
Would you rather have a refrigerator that can transform into any flavor of ice cream?
That.
Or an oven that bakes cookies in just 10 seconds?
10-second cookies? Or it transforms you put a flavor in and it becomes any other flavor? Is that the...
No.
A refrigerator that can transform into any flavor. Into.
Wait a minute. The refrigerator itself becomes some flavor of ice cream?
And then you eat it and your refrigerator's gone.
That sounds incredibly inconvenient. You have to constantly be getting
a
new refrigerator.
Cookie one.
Yeah, 10-second cookies, please. Next question.
Would you rather have a popcorn machine that pops popcorn in different flavors or a cotton candy machine that makes cotton candy in every color of the rainbow?
Oh, I want multi-flavored popcorn.
Popcorn machine.
Cotton candy in different colors. I mean...
Mm. Would you rather have a pancake that flips itself?
That sounds cool.
Or a pancake that magically changes shapes into your favorite animal?
So, I was going to say, think about how cool it is that you'd be watching this pancake sizzle, and then it would just like, whoop, flip it over.
maybe I'm going to choose that.
Yeah, that sounds just like a lot of fun. Especially,
there it is.
You'd be having like friends over for like a special brunch and just be like, yeah, these pancakes are going to take care of themselves. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Wait, was that the last one?
It would be perfect.
Yes, that was the last one.
That was it? That was our last would you rather for the kitchen theme?
Yep.
There it
All
is.
Right. That's it. We've done it again. If you have any thoughts about any of these particular would you rather questions, You can let us know, therathercast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with yet another episode. Until then, we can't wait to catch you next time right here on
The Rathercast.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a would you rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.